You're listening to a sport podcast from 7 News.
29 years since the draw that started it all.
Siren, it's a draw.
85 points apiece for a game that every bit lived up to its lofty status. A soaring magpie, now part of Anzac Day folklore.
Elliott! What about that for an Anzac Day spectacular?
Jamie Elliott's climb on the shoulders of Ben Mackay, surely the mark of the year, even with 17 rounds to go. Anzac Day, also Jake Stringer's 30th birthday.
Jake Stringer, happy birthday to you!
An electric 7-minute burst and the Bombers were airborne, Collingwood still stuck on the runway.
Four in a row, Parrish has got it!
A 6-goal opening term, Kevin Sheedy's footy record got a workout.
Yes, Sheeds, they're on fire!
Before a moment of history for a Pies champion.
Pendlebury, there it is, 10,000's disposal.
No milestone, but this from Bobby Hill, just about goal assist of the year.
He's just out of this world!
Pendlebury's chest guard more fitting for a bumper barrage on Boxing Day than Anzac Day. A little late, but finally, Collingwood took flight. 3 first-half goals to Brody Myercheck. The Pies back level with a touch of class.
Nick Dacos makes them pay.
Tom Mitchell, a tactical sub at three-quarter time. The reigning premiers, so often the final quarter kings.
Flying shot is there.
Just another goal for a Dacos, but this Essendon team isn't without fight.
Turn snap, they're in front of others.
The black and white army wouldn't be silent for long as Bo McCreary tipped the scales back in Collingwood's favour. Kyle Langford had the game on his boot with 70 seconds left.
All tied up.
Elliott also with a diving chance for a match-winning set shot but couldn't reel it in. No winner, but still an instant classic. Andrew McCormack, 7 News.